Well, that was good singing, and we're getting really warmed up now with the singing and this beautiful evening. And could I again give you a very warm word of welcome to this Friday night of the convention, the special service. And it's good to see each and every one here tonight. And if you're visiting, then we give you a special welcome in the Saviour's wonderful and precious name. We're going to open our meeting. We're going to turn, please, to the hymn 221. 221, come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. 221, and we'll stand together while we sing, please. We're going to ask our brother, Reverend Larry Power, if he would come to the pulpit and lead us to the throne of grace and prayer and open our service. Come then and join this holy band and on to glory go to dwell in that celestial land where joy's immortal flow. Let's hear really singing it on the last verse.
Let's unite our hearts together in prayer. Let us pray. Mm-hmm. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before thee in prayer in our Saviour's precious name. We do thank thee, Lord, for the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. And we thank thee, our Heavenly Father, that it's through the merits of his precious blood that we enter into thy presence in prayer. We thank thee, Lord, that we can approach unto thee. We praise thee, our Heavenly Father, that there is one who ever lives to make intercession for us at thy right hand, our great high priest, our advocate, and our mediator. Now, our blessed Father, we lift up our hearts to thee in praise and worship and in thanksgiving. We thank thee, Lord, tonight for the cross and for Calvary. We praise thee for the finished work. Lord, how we rejoice that the Lord Jesus Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that he suffered for us the just for the unjust, that he shed his precious blood to make atonement for us. And, O God, we thank thee for the words that we have just sung. We praise thee, our Heavenly Father, Lord, that there is cleansing from sin, from all sin, in the precious blood of Christ. We thank thee, our Heavenly Father, O God, that in that precious blood, Lord, we have that perfect cleansing. And we thank thee, Lord, it has made atonement for us. O our blessed Father, we ask of thee to undertake for us tonight. We thank thee, Lord, for this meeting. We praise thee, O God, for our gathering together under the sound of thy word, and to praise and to worship thee. Lord, we would ask of thee, our Heavenly Father, that you would present yourself with us. Lord, grant we would have a very conscious sense of thy presence here in our midst and in our meeting tonight. Draw nigh to us, Lord, we ask. Draw nigh to us into the meeting. Grant, Lord, that we would know that God is here. That God is here and that to bless us with the Spirit's quickening power. For, Lord, we know that all is in vain unless the Lord is among us, unless God is in our midst. Lord, come, we pray, and grant us, Lord, a token for good tonight. We pray, Lord, that the word of God would have free course. Bless your servant, Lord, as he ministers the word of God to us. Challenges, Lord, we pray. We pray, our Heavenly Father, that, Lord, we might be built up in our most holy faith. Save any who are not saved in the meeting tonight. We pray, Lord, that you'll meet with them and save them. May this be the very meeting, this night, Lord, when they will look away from themselves and look away from all others and look to Christ, who is able to save them to the uttermost, able to change their hearts. Give them, Lord, that new birth, that new beginning, as it were. Grant it, Lord, we ask of thee. We pray, Lord, for any who are walking afar off and perhaps backslidden in heart tonight. And our gracious God, we thank thee thou art married to the backslider. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt draw them tonight and bless them, we pray, and lead them on with thyself. We ask, Lord, for the young people, the choir as they sing too, Lord, undertake for them, our Heavenly Father, and bless them. We ask of thee, and bless the work of God there in Romania, we pray. Amen. And we pray, our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we are bowed before thee in prayer, we would pray earnestly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, for, Lord, at this time, O God, for a breath from heaven. We pray for reviving again. We pray, Lord, you'll visit us, O God, with power from on high. And be pleased, Lord, in thy mercy to grant to your church and to your people. Grant to us, Lord, times of refreshing sent from heaven above. We pray for a move of the Spirit of God in the land. We pray for the salvation of precious souls. We think, Lord, of the outreaches that have taken place. Lord, here in the province and down in the south as well. And we pray, Lord, that your word may be blessed to many hearts. We thank you for that word, Lord, that promise you have said your word would not return unto thee void. And we pray, Lord, as a result, that precious souls would be saved. Oh, grant it, Lord, we pray. We pray, Father, look upon us favorably. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, Lord. We who are saved, O God, how we need to be cleansed afresh and anew in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant, Lord, that deeper work of repentance even within our hearts. And Lord, grant, O God, we will be drawn closer unto thyself. Bless us, our Father, tonight. Undertake for us, Lord. May everything be done for thy glory and for thine honour. Bless the one that will lead the service tonight and undertake for him. We thank you for him. And Lord, for everything that will take place, Lord, may thy name be glorified in all things. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Power, very much. Now again, we give you a very warm word of welcome to this special service here in the convention, and we give you a welcome in our Saviour's wonderful and precious name. And could I just make a couple of announcements, and then the real announcements will come later on. We have plenty of announcements, but I just want to mention, remember the book table? There's a book table there in the hallway, and this is the last night for the book table. So have a look at the good literature that is there on the book table. And remember, if you want one of those little books, Dr. R.A. Torrey's Best Pocket Companion, there's a sheet of paper there. Put your name and your address on it. And if you don't pay the money, you'll send a couple of big fellas down to your house. But you can get it, you can order it, and they'll have it for you very, very shortly. And then remember that book we mentioned last night by Sam Storms. And I said his name might be Sam Storms, but he's giving a calmness and a serenity because he's answering very difficult problems and situations, that things that crop up in life and questions that people ask. So have a wee look at the book table. And of course, there's so many beautiful copies of the Word of God and some books there by Mr. Spurgeon. And you can have a look at all those things on the book table. Our brother, Ian, will be packing up the book table later on. So the more you buy, the less he will have to pack up and take back with him to the bookshop. And our brother Ian was telling me that tomorrow it is the Air Show in Newcastle. And there's outreach, and our youth council and the folk there are having outreach. And on the 12th day, when the parade was in Newcastle, there were 37,000 gospel tracts distributed. And I hope again tomorrow at the Air Show to give out many, many more gospel tracts. And if any of them can give one to one of the pilots of the Red Arrows, they'll get a special mention in the Vision magazine. I don't know how they'll do it, but they'll have to get up there right and high. Then could I just mention a special Four Seas tour of Israel, God willing, led by Dr. John Douglas and team. That's next year, on July the 15th to the 26th, 2019. And you can get some leaflets about that tour, and you can contact our brother, Mr. Reverend Wesley McDowell, for more details about that tour. It says, Special Four Seas Tour of Israel, God willing. That reminded me, you know, of the wee man, and man says telling me, you know, DV, I'll be there. He says, what do you mean, DV? Well, he says, well, DV means God willing. Oh, he says, that's good. So the next time a boy says telling me, he says, will you be coming to our meeting next week? He says, DVWPCLO. The man says, what do you mean? He says, God willing, weather permitting, and cash lasting out. It must have been a Free Presbyterian meeting, and there must have had an offering. So you can remember that. Now, we're delighted tonight to have the girls from the Deborah House in Romania and the staff with us tonight, and Dr. Stanley Barnes. And I'm going to hand over the meeting to Dr. Barnes. He's going to take over and introduce the program to you. Dr. Barnes.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Greenfield, for the kind words of welcome tonight on behalf of the children and the staff of Deborah House. It's a real joy for us to be down in Fermanagh. And in Fermanagh, it only rains twice a year, summer and winter. But we got the good weather, and we're very glad of that. And it's good to see you tonight, good to see the church well filled, and we do trust that God will give us a blessed time together. And any of you have been in the meetings before, when we've had the children, we always teach you a little bit of Romanian, and so you can say a word in Romanian to the children. And it's a very simple, beautiful word. And it's the word pace, pace. And it means like shalom, peace be unto you. It's a Christian word. And it's a word that Christians use in greeting one another. And I'm going to get the girls to say it first, and then we're going to get the folks here in Enniskillen to say it. Okay? One, two, three. Oh, you think I could speak Romanian, wouldn't you? That was really good, girls. Thank you very much. Now, you're going to hear Romanian as it should be spoken in a good Fermanagh accent. And I'm going to do one, two, three, and you respond with Patsy. Okay? I don't be letting me down. Okay? One, two, three.
Patsy.
Oh, Patsy. Oh, that was terrible. You can do a lot better than that. Come on now. We'll do it again, and let's hear you really shout it out. And the girls, you help them, please, because here they need all the help they can get. So let's hear you once again. One, two, three.
Patsy!
That was absolutely brilliant. And now you've qualified to go to the Whitfield College of the Bible. And Mr. Douglas will teach you a little bit of Hebrew instead of Romanian. But it is good to be here, and we're delighted to welcome our brother, little John, and his wife, Ellen. And they've come on every occasion, many occasions over here, to Ulster. And we were in the Martyrs Memorial for the first time when our brother, Mr. John Gostacki, was with us. And Dr. Paisley christened him Little John. And so that was a very special nickname that has stuck with him ever since. But he's the wee man with a big voice and a great heart. And John's going to come and sing for us, please. Thank you, John.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Thou by the path He leads us, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when song gives place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he cares for me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he cares for me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches you. De ce-s cuprins de grijuri, de ce-s îndurerat, inima mie mâhnită, iar sufletul întristat. Doar Iisus Salvatorul cu mine-i neîncetat. El pasărea hrănește și de crini e grija sa. El pasărea hrănește, nici de min nu va uita. Cântarea fericirii înalți spre slava sa. El pasărea hrănește, nici de min nu va uita. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Brother John. That was a tremendous message. And what a word of encouragement. His eye is on the sparrow, and he watches over me. Now we're going to ask the children, the young people, to come and to sing. And our brother Kostaki, Brother John, has been responsible for bringing them together and teaching them both in English and Romanian, and he's done a wonderful job. And so the children, young people, are going to come and sing now, please. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, girls, for that wonderful message and song, Jesus Loves Me. Great theologian was asked on one occasion, what is the greatest truth that you have ever discovered? And he said, the greatest truth I ever discovered was taught to me at my mother's knee. Jesus loves me. And there's no greater truth that you can lay hold of in the world. And that is Jesus loved me, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And of course, that's the great purpose of this work and ministry in Deborah House, is that these young ladies may come to know Christ as Savior. You could provide a home, security, food, clothes, education, and all these things, but it would fall short if they don't come to know Christ as Savior. And it's a joy that so many of them have already come to know the Lord and love Him and have been baptized as a confession of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of them wouldn't understand a word that you would say to them, but I'm going to get you to do something, if you would. And let's put our hands together and just give them a wee word of encouragement. Amen. Now, we're doing something on this trip that we've never done before, and that is that three of the young ladies will come along and share a brief word of testimony. One of them is a member of the staff, does an excellent job with these young people in counselling and helping them and facing the problems and difficulties that they have in life. And another young lady is just in her final year, entering into her final year in medicine to be a doctor. And I think that's a tremendous achievement. And certainly our prayers have been with her. And she's just returned from a mission trip during the holidays. And we're glad that she was able to be with us tonight. And so they're going to come and give just a brief word of testimony. Thank you.
Pace, I see you have done a great job learning Romanian. My name is Larissa, and I am working with the Deborah House for about 5 years now. I remember being a little girl that I had a dream, and that was flying. I don't know how many of you had the same dream, but I was wondering if I could do the same thing. So a neighbor of mine, she heard my wish, and she said, oh, but you will be able to fly, but you have to just jump off a fence and just make sure that no one sees you. If they see you, you will not be able to fly. So I was so excited, I couldn't sleep all night, and I got ready, and I went up the fence, and I made sure that no one was there, and I jumped. And my disappointment was so big that I think I cried for an hour. But this was my big dream. But today I stand in front of you and I tell you, I can tell you that my dreams have changed. And currently I am working with the Deborah House. And this has become my passion. This has become my reason to know that I can make a difference. So I am here today speaking on behalf of these courageous and beautiful girls and strong girls that have gone through so many things that many of us have not. If someone, a friend that you're helping with something, would ask you after you have already helped them, if they would ask you the following question, why are you exactly doing this for me? I wonder what your answer would be. I was a while ago asked the same very question by one of the girls that had recently came to Deborah House, and she was a bit confused. She did not know things around, and she was there in front of me waiting for an answer. And I must admit, I did not expect it. I knew I had to briefly think of an answer because she was there in front of me waiting for an answer. Daily, 5 girls under 15 of age become victims of abuse. And that happens in Romania in a system that does not offer any real solution to this problem. 93% of the cases happen, unfortunately, in the family and by people that they know and they trust. 53% of those cases are girls, and the number is increasing every year. 76% of victims of human trafficking are girls. As you can imagine, abuse, trafficking, creates a wound so deep in the life of a child that can turn this life into a living nightmare. Deborah House offers a home, a safe place, a family, to the ones that have maybe never felt they belong anywhere, and to the ones that had their childhood stolen from them in such a cruel way. Deborah House also offers a unique sanctuary, and this sanctuary is critically needed, and it's offered for underage girls who are victims of severe abuse, including human trafficking. And it is thought of to be a place where their pains will fade away and can turn into hope. But Deborah House would just be a house, a center, just like so many in Romania and in Timișoara area. But if it wasn't for this thing that is, in my opinion and in our opinion, the most important thing, and that is God's presence there. What makes Deborah House not a house but a home and a safe place and a family is the love that the girls are shown every day through actions, through words, and especially through prayers. And this is a love that so many times they cannot understand, and so many times it's so difficult to accept it, because before they were never shown this kind of love through people's actions or words. This is what the staff at Deborah House, some present here, some at home praying for us, strive to show daily. And this is a love that does not come from us. It cannot come from us, speaking from a human way. But it's a love that can only come from God, our Savior. And this is so that the girls can get to know Him as the greatest love of all, and the one that is able to heal their broken heart and to bring back joy and healing. Maybe God is calling you today to show the same love. And you can do this by praying for us, for the staff and for the girls. Or why not? Maybe God is calling you to come on a mission trip if you or have not already been. And this way you can show this love in a practical way. Of course, my answer to the question I was asked by a girl that believed she had to do something in exchange for being at a Deborah House did not include any statistics, any numbers, any reasons, but it was a brief and simple answer. And I think it was an answer that many of you would have given her if she would have asked you the same question. I am doing this for you because I want to give back the same love that my Savior showed me, without asking anything in return, but for me to just open my heart and fully accept it. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hello. In the next moment, I want to share with you my testimony. My name is Mirela, and I come from a family who doesn't believe in Jesus. My parents are alcoholics, and because of that, I couldn't have a beautiful childhood. I started to work at 11 years old, and all the money I made went to my mother for alcohol and cigarettes. I also have a sister that is 5 years younger than me. My sister and I grew up in a very dysfunctional environment with a lot of violence and arguments. We moved many times, and we always lived in rental houses. One of my neighbors told me about Jesus and taught me to read the Bible. My neighbor died shortly after that. Years later, her daughter invited me to church. I was 13 years old when I went to church for the first time. My parents didn't know that I had started to go to church, and when they found out, they were not happy with me. A few years later, in 2010, at the age of 15, me and my sister arrived at Deborah House. Here, we found love, peace, and joy, and we slowly understood what really family means. At the age of 16, I accepted the Lord as my Savior and got baptized. When I finished high school, I didn't know what I would do next, but Miss Lorena encouraged me to study general medicine. And this October will be my last year in medical school. Without God's love and without the support from Deborah House, I couldn't be what I am today. God is good, and His love is higher than the words can describe. And how Dr. Brown says, I was in a mission trip, and I was working with kids that didn't know Jesus, and when I worked with them, their hugs and their smiles made me feel loved because I wasn't loved home, but when I saw them, I felt loved, and that's great. Thank you, and God bless you.
Pace. Numele meu este Denisa.
My name is Denisa.
Și vreau să vă mărturisesc.
And I want to share.
Mărturia mea.
To you my testimony.
La Casa Deborah.
At the Deborah House.
Provin dintr-o familie ortodoxă.
I come from an Orthodox family.
Care nu practicau.
That were not practicing their faith.
Știam de existența lui Dumnezeu.
I knew about God's existence.
Dar îl simțeam undeva departe.
But I felt he was somewhere far away.
La vârsta de 10 ani,
when I turned 10 years old,
m-am ajuns la Casa Deborah.
I came to the Deborah House.
Mi-aș fi dorit să am parte de dragostea.
I wanted so bad to have the love
și afecțiunea părinților mei.
And the affection of my parents.
Dar nevoile m-au trimis în grija statului român.
But what happened in my family forced me to be taken care of by the state.
Eram geloasă pe alți copii.
I was so jealous of other children.
În 2010 am ajuns la Casa Deborah.
In 2010, I came to the Deborah House.
Și viața mea s-a schimbat în bine.
And my life changed for the good.
Aici am cunoscut oameni frumoși.
This is where I met wonderful people.
Care m-au sprijinit.
That have supported me.
Și m-au îndemnat să merg mai departe.
And that have encouraged me to go on.
Acum am 18 ani.
Now I am 18 years old.
Și sunt elev în ultimul an de liceu.
And I am just finishing my last year of high school.
Și sunt tare mândră de mine.
And I'm so proud of where I got to come.
La Casa Deborah.
At the Deborah House.
Am auzit vorbindu-se despre Dumnezeu într-un mod cu totul diferit.
I heard people talking about God in such a different way.
Și dragostea lui Dumnezeu față de mine.
And about God's love for me.
Mi-amintesc exact.
I remember very clearly.
Cum într-o noapte am avut un vis.
That one night I had a dream.
Și l-am rugat pe Dumnezeu să intre în viața mea.
And I asked the Lord to come into my life.
Ca să-l urmez.
So that I would like to follow him.
Din acel moment.
Since that moment.
M-am decis să mă botez.
I have decided to get baptized.
Și pe data de 11/2/2018.
And on the 11th February of this year.
Am încheiat un legământ cu Dumnezeu.
I publicly declared my faith in Jesus.
După botez,
after getting baptized,
m-am simțit o persoană nouă.
I could say I felt a new creation.
Simțeam bunătatea.
I felt goodness.
Iubirea.
Love.
Eram mulțumitoare.
And I was now thankful.
Și foarte bucuroasă.
And very happy.
Acum, chiar dacă trec prin momente grele,
now, even if I have some difficult times in my life,
simt că Dumnezeu îmi dă putere.
I feel that God is the one who gives me strength.
Mulțumesc, Doamne, să vă binecuvânteze.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for those words of testimony. And you know, there's been nights I've been moved to tears when you listen to a young girl who's traveled a path that I've never known of abuse, drunken parents. And then she comes to know Christ in Deborah House, and she says, I have forgiven my parents and I pray for them. Someone has said that forgiveness is a lovely idea until you have someone to forgive. And sometimes it's so hard to forgive. And these testimonies come from the heart to your heart. And may the Lord bless each one of them. Now, we've quite a team with us. We have about 38 altogether. And we have members of staff. We're delighted to welcome Pastor Gross's wife tonight, Sister Mihaila. Suffered a tremendous blow 9th of February, I think it was this year. Eugene had been ill for quite a long time with health issues, and eventually the Lord took him home. And it was a great blow to us personally as a friend. Very few people ever had a place in my heart like Pastor Eugene Gross. To know Eugene was to love him as a precious brother in the Lord. And we miss him, but nobody misses him more than our sister Mihaila. So would you stand, please, Mihaila? Give her a welcome, please. And then we have the house parents here tonight, and they do a tremendous job, 24 hours a day. Certainly don't do it for the money. They do it for the love of Christ and for the children, and they do a tremendous job. I'm going to ask all the house parents and adults to stand together from Romania. Please stand. And it's so good to have them with us. And they work day and night. They never leave the children. And they do a tremendous job. And we're going to ask little John to come and sing another piece, please. I said he's better than the Reverend William McRae, for he has only two pieces, but John has a pile of pieces like this. Thank you.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul. It is The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Când am pacea Domnului în inimă, poate veni orice vifor. Inima mea atunci tot așa va cânta: bine e, bine e în Domnul, bine e în Domnul, bine e, bine e cu Isus. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Amen.
Thank you, little John. That was a real encouragement. It's a great thing to be able to go home tonight, put your head on the pillow, and to say, it is well with my soul. Now, we're delighted to have two members of the board of Mission Link with us tonight, and Brother Daniel's here as well, and he's a son-in-law of Pastor Grossa, and Serena, his wife, also is with the trip, and their little boy, Caleb. Caleb is teething, and you know that's like you get all sorts of temperatures and fevers, and you need to get gripe water, brother. That's what they used to dose us with, and some preachers would need it, for all they ever do is gripe, whatever. And we're glad to welcome you. We're also glad to have our brother Yunus. I've got it right, I think, this time. He's a board member, very valuable member of the team. And he is going to come and just give us a few moments about the work as well. Thank you.
Pace. I don't sing. The last time I sang it was my wedding, and I remember my best man challenged me to sing Amazing Grace. And this grace indeed that my wife still married me after she heard me singing. Greetings from your brothers and sisters in Timișoara, from our colleagues and Lorena and Daniel, who regret they had to cancel their visit to the reason that not depend of them. This is the fourth time when the three churches from the Northern Ireland host the girls from Deborah House. And for me, it's the third time joining this kind of trip. Each time we came here joyful, but this time our feelings are mixed. Joy, gratefulness, and sadness. Joy, because you are happy to be here again in the beautiful Ulster to see old friends and to make new ones. We are grateful for your invitation and for your hospitality. However, we are sad because for the first time in almost 30 years, our brother Eugene Groza is not here to lead our group. We miss him very, very much. And I think that we are not only one who does. We are sad because we know there will never be a next time for our brother Eugene Groza to come here in Ulster and visit his dear friend who he loves so much. But our strong faith is that we will see him again, and when this will happen, the joy will be complete. We are here today because Dr. Stanley Barnes extended towards us the beautiful love and friendship he and brother Eugene Groza had. How many of us can say that we have a 30 years old friendship with someone? Many of our group were not even born 30 years ago. For my colleagues and I, the beautiful relationship between Mr. Barnes and our brother Eugene Groza is a precious legacy, and the fact that the friendship between them excited the boundaries of two countries and connected wonderful people like you with us. It's a such blessing and encouragement for us. I would also like to thank Mihaela Groza and Sorina and Daniel for choosing to spend the holidays with our girls and us. Also, thank you, Mr. Barnes. Thank you, Mrs. Barnes. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Sharon, for adopting us and for caring and sacrificing so much for us. And thank you all, the Bethel Free Presbyterian Church from Enniskillen, for being part of the wonderful legacy our brothers, our leaders built over time. I pray that God bless you, bless your family, bless your church, and bless your country. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed, Knuts, for giving us that update on the work in Timișoara. Could I just make a little announcement here? And some friends, Brother Desi Coffey and others, got together to produce this CD titled Yes, Jesus Loves Me, Girls from Deborah House, Romania, and many of their friends. And there's also a DVD, and the CD is priced £10, and the DVD is £12.95. And all the people that were involved in producing this, all the singers, no one received a penny. And even the man and the company who produced it, and it's done to a very high standard, wouldn't accept anything. And so it means that 100% of all that is given in the purchase of these DVDs and CDs goes towards support of Deborah House. And you have all the golden oldies on it. Reverend Fred Greenfield, Heaven Bound, Daniel Sack, Little John, Mildred Rainey, Anita McDonald, and Sam Bargewell, and Nell Heyer, the Hebrew Choir, and Charlotte Gackey from Port of Ogie, and Colin and Ernie. And I'll let you into a little secret. And I played this, and the first person who sings on it is our brother Fred, and I never heard him better. I have to say that. It was tremendous. What a friend we have in Jesus. And Jean was telling me how much she loved him today. And she said he's a man in a million as her Fred. There you are. Where's Derek Irwin? Your sermons are having some effect, brother, on the Song of Solomon. And he is a man in a million. Love the big fella. And we've been great friends down through the years. I was his best man. I'm still the best man, Fred. Jean's shaking her head. But however, get this, and beautiful scenery as well, and they're available. And we want to thank you, Desi, for your role in this. And they'll be available in the porch of the church as you leave. Also, remember, there's some literature at Deborah House, MLI, and explaining this ministry. And also a lovely prayer card. Again, it can set it up somewhere. Remember to pray for the girls. And then there is a covenant scheme in which you can sponsor one of the girls. And they do need sponsorship. Very vital to the support of this ministry. And you can fill it in, your name and address, or what you want a covenant on a monthly basis. And we have quite a number of people do covenant, and some little, some large, but it all has a final very vital part in this ministry. And if you get one of these, give it to the minister in charge, Brother Raymond, and he'll see that I get this, and I'll be able to pass it on to the person who looks after this. And then I want to say a word of thanks to all the drivers who helped us out today, Brother George Reed, and also our brother, Mr. Edwin Poots, today. And where's the other brother? Put your hand up. There you are, Brother Philip from Lurgan. And you know, every day we need three drivers at some time of the day, during the day, and then at night. And it's not always easy getting it just right. And they've come to our help. But you know, it was easy for Brother Edwin. He's an MLA. He's nothing to do all day. And sorry, Edwin, I shouldn't have pulled that. But Edwin, I really appreciate your help. I've known Edwin since he was a child. Both his mother and father, his late mother, Ethel, was a dear woman of God, a great encourager in the work. And her whole family today, grandchildren, on the mission field and involved in the Lord's work. And we do want to just say to each one of them, but don't take it for granted. We appreciate your labor of love. Now, brother, you can come and make the announcements. Thank you.
We would like to take this opportunity this evening to bid each one warmly welcome in the Saviour's name. It's good to see a good crowd gathered here this evening, and we thank you for your support and for your prayers for the meetings night by night. And we do give a special welcome to the Deborah Choir. We're delighted to see them here, all the girls, the staff, and those that are associated with it, and to our brother Dr. Barnes as well. And we do thank them for coming down to Fermanagh. And we rejoice that the sun was shining. I know our brother was on about Fermanagh raining, but with the sun here today, so we're delighted to see him here, and we're delighted to see the girls here with him as well. We would remind you of the meetings as they continue. They're drawing to a close very quickly. Tomorrow night, the speaker will be our brother, the Reverend Irwin, and the group from Maha Felt will be along to sing. So do remember that meeting at 8 p.m., and it's preceded by the half hour of prayer. And then the services conclude on the Lord's Day. On Sunday morning, Dr. Douglas will be preaching, and then in the evening, our brother, the Reverend Irwin, will be preaching, and Ruth McRoberts will be along to sing. So please do remember those meetings, and do continue to support them with your presence, and do pray for them. And we know that many have been here many nights, and perhaps you've missed a night and you want to catch up. Well, if you see our brethren at the back, they have done CDs and DVDs, and you can get a CD or a DVD of that particular night, and they're charged at £1 each. And if you would like the full set, you can get that for £10. And if you have a USB drive, you're a little bit more up to date on your technology, well, then you can give it to our brethren. They'll put all the music, they'll put all the meetings on the memory stick for you, and you'll have that for free. So, and you can also see them on sermon audio. So if you've missed any of the services, you get them on CD, DVD, or you can pick them up on sermon audio or on your memory stick. So please avail of those and see your brethren there at the back. We do thank you very much for coming, and we do pray that the Lord will continue to bless us as we meet here night by night. And could we also remind you just as well that the offering tonight, that will be going in its entirety to the work of the Deborah House Orphanage. So please, we've heard them sing, we've heard them testify, and it's great to hear of the work the Lord is doing. And do remember that the Lord will bless and undertake for that work.
Amen.
Now perhaps we could turn to hymn 224 while we take up the offering for the Lord's work. 224, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? 224, we'll keep our seats, and your offering for the Deborah House work in Romania will be received during the opening verses of hymn 224. Thank you. Together, please, for the last verse, lay aside the garments that are stained by sin. Amen. Lay aside.
Thank you.
them. We're going to ask the girls to come and sing for us again, and then Dr. Barnes will come and bring to us the Lord's message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you very much, girls. Let's give them a hand. Now, I'm very conscious that the time is almost gone tonight, but I met the Reverend Douglas, Dr. Douglas, last week, and he really leathered into me. And he said, you've got to preach a full message. This is a convention, a conference for preaching of God's word. And you preach for a full message. Well, you know, when I entered the ministry, there was a little card put in the pulpit and it said, kiss on it. And I said, oh dear me, that's for mine. She still loves me. And I turned it over and it said, on a keep it short stand. And so I'm going to do that tonight. If you're out in Romania, service would start at 9 o'clock in the morning and finish at 12 o'clock. 3 hours of a service, an hour of prayer. The ladies sit on one side of the church. The men sit on the other side of the church and they stand to pray. And you never heard prayer like it. And you know, that's what we need in the Free Church earnestly today. One by one, the old prayer warriors have gone home to their eternal reward. And if ever we needed a new generation of prayer warriors, it's the day and hour in which we live. Now, just a short reading, please, if you have your Bible, in Paul's letter to the Romans. And we're turning to Romans chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8, and break in at the well-known verse at verse 28. Romans chapter 8 and the verse 28. And Paul wrote, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? End of reading there, verse 32. We know what God does bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Now, in the final moment, sir, tonight, I want to leave with you one of the great questions that is asked by Paul in this portion of the word of God. And it's the last part of verse 31, when Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? One of the greatest preachers that Ulster ever had was the late W.P. Nicholson. W.P. was a very unique man, unpredictable in the things that he did and the things that he said in the pulpit. He thought nothing of getting the ladies to whistle a verse of a hymn. And you go back to the turn of the 19th century, almost Victorian days, and it must have been a sight to listen to ladies trying to whistle a verse. And Nicholson, in many ways, was so unpredictable. He had what was known as the Nicholson Doxology, and he never had a meeting, but he sang the little chorus and got the congregation a little printed sheet, and they would sing down in the dumps, I'll never go, and that was a favourite chorus of W.P. Nicholson. And he would get the congregation to sing it, and after they'd finished, he would look at them, and he would say, you're a bunch of liars, the whole lot of you. He says, you're singing down in the dumps, I'll never go. And you're never out of the dumps. We're going to sing it again. And we're going to sing down in the dumps, I'll never stay. That's where the devil gets his way. I'll sing with all my might. I'll keep my armor bright. Down in the dumps, I'll never stay. And of course, we all know it is to be down in the dumps, to be in the valley. Experiences of life. And C.H. Spurgeon, who said of David, the man after God's own heart, that his heart was often more out of tune than his harp. And so it is with every one of us. We all know what it is to get discouraged in the Christian life. Now, when you come to this Roman epistle, you'll find that it wasn't a church that Paul had founded. Founded many churches that he wrote to here in the epistles, but rather it's believed that one school of thought is that the converts from the day of Pentecost went back to Rome and carried the message of the gospel. But Paul never was with them. He never had been there. And he had looked forward to going to Rome that he might have fruit also among them, even as other Gentiles. But he knew the hardships, the difficulties that these Roman believers were passing through. And so he wanted to do two things. First of all, he wanted to establish them in the gospel. And you'll find no greater exposition of the gospel of Christ than is found in Paul's letter to the Romans. You'll find that every great facet, aspect of the truth of the gospel is laid before us here from the pen of the Apostle Paul. He wanted to establish them. He wanted to make sure that they were grounded in the great fundamentals of the faith and the gospel that they believed in. The second thing that he wanted to do was not only to establish them, but to encourage them. And especially when you read Romans chapter 8. And dear child of God, whenever you get discouraged, turn to this chapter of God's word. It's harder to find a chapter elsewhere in the Bible that is so full of encouragement as Romans chapter 8. It begins with no condemnation and it ends with no separation, that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so in the words of our text tonight, a very short text, if God be for us, who can be against us? And very quickly and briefly, and I'm not going to go into it all, but I want to suggest three things or three reasons or to show you in three different ways how God is for us. And the first is this, that God is for us eternally. God is for us eternally. And as you look at this whole portion where this statement is found, you'll find that Paul uses such words as called according to his purpose, predestinate, foreknown, and words like that to explain the wonder of God's salvation. And here he takes salvation from eternity, from the everlasting counsels of God and the great doctrine of predestination and foreknowledge and so on, to explain to them the wonder of God's so great salvation. And it's a tremendous thing to realize that before there was a sinner in the Garden of Eden, or before you ever came to Christ, that God set his electing love upon you. You see, Paul tells us in the letter to the Ephesians that we're chosen in him even before the foundation of the world. And before the foundations of the world were laid, or the first star shone in heaven, or the first bird flew through the skies, God had set his love upon us. Love with everlasting love, led by grace that loved in whom, spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught us it is so. Now the question comes to us, how do we distinguish between the responsibility of man and the sovereignty of God in salvation? Someone came to Mr. Spurgeon, and they said to Mr. Spurgeon, how do you reconcile these two things, the sovereignty of God and salvation and the responsibility of man? And Spurgeon, who was a very able student of the Word of God and preacher, Spurgeon thought, and he said, well, he said, you don't have to reconcile friends, for both of them are taught in the Bible. and Spurgeon was absolutely right that the sovereignty of God, way back in the beginning, and the responsibility of man in time is taught in the Word of God. Do you remember those lovely words in John 6 and 37? All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. There's the sovereignty of God, that the elect were given to Christ as a love gift even before the foundation of the world in the eternal plan of God's so great salvation. But then there's the responsibility of man. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. And the night Stanley Barnes got saved in the Emmanuel Mission and went forward and claimed Christ as Savior, hallelujah, and made me election and calling sure, and my name was inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life by the precious blood of Christ. And maybe there's someone here tonight and you're not saved and you've come to the meeting. And it's possible. I wonder tonight, have you grasped the wonder of God's so great salvation? Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. And he did it all for you. So God is for us eternally. But then notice quickly that God is for us providentially. Look at those tremendous words, and we often quote them, and I love them, verse 28. We often have them in a little plaque in our homes, but we need to have them in our hearts. And Paul says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And there's the great doctrine of the providence of God, the hand of God and the glove of history, not only of the universe, but in the universe of your life. Do you believe as a believer, the plain statement of God's word, that all things work together for good to them that love God? You know, when I was about 9 years of age, every young fella in our district, we all tried to get a job to get pocket money. No such a thing in those days of your father putting his hand in the pocket and giving you a fiver or a pound. It was hard enough to bring up a big family. I was brought up in a big family. There was 8 boys and 1 girl. When he was the eldest, he went home to be with the Lord not so long ago. And we had what was called hand-me-downs. Do you know anything about that? And you passed clothes on down. I hated it. My sister's dresses never seemed to fit. I'm only joking. Still getting treatment. But anyway, I got a job in a chemist shop in the Woodstock Road. Dr. Douglas would probably know it. And it was Grattan's, the chemist, a well-known chemist, Corn Market in Belfast, and also branches. Had a branch in the Woodstock Road. And I got a job really as a message boy and to do odd jobs. And I always remember it for 2 reasons. One day the chemist, and remember please, remember this, I was only a cop, I was only about 9 years of age. He said to me, you know, he said, I loaned my bottle stretcher to Mr. Campbell up there. Do you know Campbell's the chemist? And I wake up, a bottle stretcher. And he said, would you go up and ask him as he finished with it? And I can still remember going into the chemist. Mr. Graham was there, and he had a big moustache. And I said to him, Mr. Grattan wants to know if you're finished with the bottle stretcher. And I could see this big grin. And I didn't realize. Oh, dear, I shouldn't have done it. Do you know Campbell's up the road, the chemist? He was stuck and I loaned it to him. I shouldn't have done it. Way up to Campbell's and asked him, there's wee Tubby going up the road and looking for this bottle stretcher. Always remember that. Belfast was terrible in the shipyard and places like that for doing practical jokes. The second thing I remember is this, and this is important. There was a cabinet, and it was marked poison, and it was always kept under lock and key. And there was these coloured bottles that were ribbed, and they contained poison. And sometimes the chemist would open it up, and he would bring out a bottle, and then with other portions, he would take out maybe a spoonful or whatever he had measured out, and he would mix them together. And the poison was mixed with other things. And a portion for good was made, was the outcome. And that's the medical term Paul uses here. It's like a chemist taking a poison and mixing it with other things and making a portion for good. And Paul says, remember this, the things that had happened in your life that seemed to poison your life and have hurt you and harmed you, it's part of God's great plan. All things work together for good to them that love God. And when I think of that, the greatest example in the Old Testament is Joseph. You remember Joseph, all the promises that God gave him and the dreams and how that his brethren were going to bow the knee before him and how God was going to exalt him. And yet his life seemed to be in reverse. Everything went wrong that could have went wrong. Do you remember in Joseph's life how that Joseph had to deal with the bitterness of his brethren? And his brethren hated him because of his dreams. They couldn't speak a kind word or a peaceable word to him. And eventually they took him and they sold him for the price of a slave. Think of it, selling your younger brother, your own flesh and blood, into a life of slavery. And that's what he had to endure. Oh, the bitterness of the brethren. And I say this in love tonight. God have mercy on us because of the bitterness of the brethren. There's too much bitterness. Too much bitterness. I always remember Dr. Paisley, and I never worshipped him. He was only a man, but he was God's man. And he used to say this to us in the presbytery when there was trouble. Brethren, keep sweet. Keep sweet. Keep sweet. Don't let a root of bitterness get in. And you know, sometimes a root of bitterness can get in between brother and sister, and you see it in the church. I've known people to sit on the other side because a certain elder was going to serve communion on a particular side, and they wouldn't take communion for him. I wouldn't go to communion at all if I had that attitude in my heart. I remember Pastor Proctor in the Emmanuel Mission where I was saved after the breaking of bread one Sunday morning. He said to a lady, would you give that to Mrs. So-and-so to dispose of for me? Oh, says Pastor, you better do it yourself. We're not speaking. I'm just coming away from a communion table. I tell you, that's just adding judgment to your soul, the bitterness of the brethren. And then there was the wickedness of the world. Bad enough to experience the bitterness of the brethren, but oh, there was the wickedness of the world. And do you remember how Potiphar's wife, cut down in the story, but she was an evil, immoral woman. And she kept saying to him, come and lie with me. And Joseph said, how can I do this great sin against God? And he fled out of her presence and he left his garment behind him. And Potiphar came home. Look at that Hebrew slave you have. And Harry's mocking you behind your back. And she told a whole parcel of lies about Joseph. And his whole integrity was just pulled to shreds. The wickedness of the world. And you know, beloved, we need to realize afresh that this vile world is not a friend of grace. This world is not a friend to the believer. The Lord Jesus said, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. And this old world has no time for the Christian. And must always seek to do harm and injury to the child of God. And then there was not only the bitterness of the brethren, the wickedness of the world, but there was the forgetfulness of friends. And Joseph was in prison. It was there that he met a chief butler and the baker. That's the first time a baker's mentioned in the Bible. I was a baker. I never liked to mention that, although I had plenty of dough in those days. But the first baker you read about in the Bible, it took a traitor out and hung him. Didn't do too well. And all Joseph said to the chief butler was, remember me when it is well with me. Speak to Pharaoh on my behalf. I'm here unjustly. I'm an innocent man. You know what the Bible says? He forgot Joseph. He forgot all about him. And it wasn't until further dreams, Pharaoh had to be interpreted, that he remembered there was Joseph, and he spoke to Pharaoh then, and Joseph was brought out of prison. But you know, there was the forgetfulness of friends. Amy Carmichael, the missionary, said on one occasion, and how true it is, in life you have many acquaintances, but you have very few friends. And that's true. And I've discovered in the ministry, the more the people that you do the most for are the people who soon forget your kindness. But I'd always do what's right before God and err in the sight of mercy. And yet here's God in his sovereignty, and he takes the bitterness of the brethren and the wickedness of the world and the forgetfulness of friends, and he puts them in to the bowl, and he mixes them together, he works them together. And Joseph realizes this at the end of his life. And his brethren trembled before him when he revealed himself. And he said, it was not you, but God. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And God worked out his great purpose in the life of Joseph. And maybe I'm speaking to someone tonight. Child of God, you're hurting. You're hurting. You've been wounded maybe in the house of your friends, and many unkind and untrue things have been said about you. Remember that old hymn, Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. Oh, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Never forget that Jesus is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And five times we read, I think it's five times, from memory, the Lord was with Joseph. And he's with you, child of God, tonight. And he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now the time is gone. But just one concluding thought. He's for us, not only eternally, providentially, he's for us sacrificially. Look what he says there again, and it's coupled with this verse, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And Paul is saying, never forget this. God is for you sacrificially. How do I know that all things work together for good? And if God be for us, who can be against us? I just have to look at the middle cross of Calvary. And there I can see the fact that God is for me. That God spared his own son. And Paul, in this simple bit of logic, he says, if he spared not his own son, if he give you heaven's best, how will he not? If he's given you the greatest thing, how will he not give you the lesser things that you need in life? When I was in missionary training college, we had quite a number of brethren from Holland. One of them was Paul de Kock. He's working as a missionary down in the south of Ireland. And we had a prayer meeting and a missionary meeting every Friday night in the college. And there would be a time for testimony to share a blessing. And Paul stood to his feet, and tears were running down his eyes, and he said, I just want to tell you in a personal way how God has met my need. And he said, away back in Holland, there was a young people's group who supported me. And here in the college, I'd run out of soap. That's a difficult one, isn't it? And if you had said to any of us, we'd have given him a bar of soap, even for the sake of the fellowship. And he said, I run out of soap and I prayed, God, I'm hearing your will. I'm trusting you. God, will you send the soap? And away back in Holland, the young people's group met together and there was all these Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck jokes going about. And there was a box of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck soap. And they said among themselves, wouldn't it be great to send Paul that, just to let him know we're thinking about him. And just when he had run out of the soap, who arrived? Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. And he stood to his feet and with tears in his eyes. And he spoke of the faithfulness of God. And child of God, you go home tonight in courage, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Great to be saved. Great to be in a meeting like this where the word of God and the praises of God are being sounded. Now, I know you're tired by the look of some of you, but little John, he hasn't done this so far, and people have wanted him to sing The Holy City, and we're not going to have a hymn. Our brother's going to... are you going to play for him, Fred? Go on ahead, John. You'll never believe this. Now, this is true. See, this morning, he was trying to teach me to sing, and he says, can you teach Stanley to sing? And he started with something simple, The Holy City. And it was holy awful. I tell you. Come on, John, and sing for us, please.
Last night I lay asleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad Hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest. forevermore. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna forevermore. Amen.
Thank our brother Little John for singing to us this evening, and it reminds us of that New Jerusalem, and for those that are saved, that one day we'd walk those streets that are paved with gold. And we trust and pray, if there's one here tonight and you're not saved, that you might come and know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Let's just commit our meeting and closing to the Lord in prayer. Our loving God and Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for thy presence with us in this meeting this evening. We thank you, Lord, for every item of praise. Lord, how is it exalted, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for thy precious word, and how we are reminded of that sovereignty of God, that if God be for us, who can be against us? Dear Father in heaven, we pray that the heart and mind of every believer, Lord, that it might be strengthened, Lord, that it might be encouraged even this evening, as we recognize all that Christ has done for us and what we have in him alone. Our Father, we pray tonight for any that know thee not. Lord, we ask and pray that even this evening, Lord, that thou by your Holy Spirit will speak to their hearts and minds. And Lord, draw them in to the family of God. Our Father, as we leave this place this evening, we ask and pray that you would take each one to their various homes in safety, that they might know that triune blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, resting, remaining, and abiding upon us. For it's in Jesus' blessed name we ask all these things. Amen.